Doug Carstone in for Scott Anderson today. Still big news that the Detroit Pistons fired Monty Williams yesterday, about 24 hours ago. The quote from Adrian Wojnarowski that you've already referenced here, Mike, is as follows. This is on ESPN yesterday. Monty Williams was certainly blindsided today by the timing of his dismissal. He'd been meeting with the new president of basketball operations, Trajan Langdon, for weeks preparing for next season. They hired a new assistant coach recently in Fred Vinson. And listen, they are just 1 week away from the draft. But this was a decision made at the ownership level with Tom Gores in Detroit, the same man who gave Monty Williams and recruited Monty Williams with that six-year, nearly $80 million deal last season after he left Phoenix.
If that's true, and I'm Trajan Langdon,
yeah,
I resign now.
Yeah,
you hired me to be your president of basketball operations, and you decide who my coach is going to be? Look, I talked to somebody else from the national level, David Aldridge, who basically said what we've said. He says, you know, because I asked him why Gores is getting all the heat. He said, basically, it's Trajan's recommendation, but the owner has to sign off on eating the big contract that he gave him in the first place. So if it is Trajan's recommendation, of course the owner has to sign off on it. Like I said, not knowing Gores personally, but knowing his way he acts, I just don't, and his lack of basketball acumen, in my opinion, I can't fathom him just waking up one day, or even if letting the process, you know, linger in his mind or whatever, that he comes up with the idea alone of getting rid of Monty Williams.
There always could be more to the story.
Yes.
That we don't know yet. But
of course,
before we sort of get to the big picture question, I do want, Kang, your impression, big NBA guy behind a glass. What did you make of this news when you heard it?
I mean, I was surprised like most people, because that's just a lot of money to, you know, to eat. I mean, if we're going to play, are you going to eat that with Tom Gores? I guess he's going to eat Monty Williams' contract. Oh. Yeah. Right? And he did it. So I get it. First of all, the fans are frustrated because the team's been inept for how many years now? So they're going to point to the top, which they should, which is the owner, Tom Gores. But I think that owners in general get too much blame and too much credit for overall team success, because basically what they're doing is they're hiring a guy that they trust to make all the on-field, on-court decisions. Tom Gores went out and hired Troy Weaver. To me, this just points out how much of a disaster Troy Weaver was. And I was a big believe in Weave guy when he got here, just like you, Doug.
Yep.
I thought, okay, this guy from OKC, he's seen, you know, he's drafted, developed young players. They made trades, things like that. I thought he'd do the same thing here in Detroit. It didn't work out. I mean, every move he essentially made was terrible. He drafted Cade Cunningham, was almost a layup, though. And I give him some credit because he still had to make the pick. But, I mean, Cade Cunningham was a lock number one pick that year. Everything else, with his job essentially on the line this past year, he went and signed Monty Morris and Joe Harris. Monty Morris and Joe Harris, okay? And they went on to win 14 games. Then he went out and needed a coach for this year. Set the record for paying a coach in Monty Williams. Monty Williams isn't a bad coach. Did I think he was, you know, highest paid coach in a league caliber? No. But he hired him, and it didn't work out. I hope that Tom Gores gets it right with Trajan Langdon, because basically he's at the mercy of whoever he hires. And if Trajan Langdon said, hey, I can't work with Monty, you have to trust him. And the fact that he was willing to eat the contract, I think that's a positive sign.
Yes, and we've been doing this for so many years, Doug. And how many years before this season or the season before, the Ford family got ripped, and rightfully so. But why? Because they never hired the right person to run their football operation. Finally, Sheila did. Mm-hmm. Brad Holmes was the right guy. If she hired somebody else who wasn't the right guy, the Lions would still be the Lions, no matter how good of an owner, and we'd be ripping her. All Gores or anybody else has to do is hire the right person. It's that simple in the premise.
I was about to say, it's simple but tough.
In premise.
If it were easy to...
Exactly.
Because the big picture question, all right? The only question that matters is, can this team win under Tom Gore's ownership?
Right.
It's the only thing that matters. Is the owner going to be able to do what's necessary to build a winner? Right now, he's owned the team since 2011. They've had a winning record twice.
Yeah.
They've been, the last 4 years have been awful. Their win percentages the last 4 years are 278, 280, 207, and 171.
And that's all Weaver, and that's, you know, who hired Troy Weaver.
He is, under his ownership, there have been already five head coaches. They're about to hire the sixth. There has been people like Stan Van Gundy and Troy Weaver running this organization. Hasn't worked. None of it has worked.
None.
What we do know, though, what he is bringing to the table, without question, is a financial commitment.
Absolutely.
Which is an important component.
Because if they ever get it right and hire the right person, and if they're ever in a position like so many other teams, like Indiana, what we're doing with Siakam or anybody like that, is there any doubt in anyone's mind that if Trajan Langdon or down the road, whoever, you know, would replace him, but let's say Trajan Langdon, Tom, we're getting close. If we can get this guy, we're going to be a contender, but we're going to get hit with the luxury tax. Will you go over it? There's no doubt in my mind that Tom Gores would go over the luxury tax and do what a good owner should do.
It does feel like that commitment, you can't question it.
Right.
But the other big thing is hiring the right people.
Right.
And he's got a long track record of not doing that.
And he's got to figure out, I mean, I love him to death, you know, the whole Arne Tellem scenario. I mean, who's making the hires? Okay.
Right.
And if Arne's just doing non-basketball stuff, fine. But let Trajan Langdon, whoever came up with Trajan Langdon, who's, you know, he's got a good resume. Granted, he was an Arne Tellem client at one point.
Yep.
But let him do his job. And I think that's what Tom Gores, you don't have to worry about Tom Gores meddling usually, although those,
these reports are weird.
Yeah.
And these reports are really weird if indeed Trajan Langdon said, let's keep him. And then Tom Gores decided what feels somewhat randomly on a Wednesday to fire him.
Yeah.
Now, the timeline would fit. I have no problem with Langdon being here for a while and deciding to fire him.
Yes.
You meet, you get to know somebody. You know, I know that, you think about job interviews. When you have like a second or third job interview, you interview once, I think I like this guy. You interview a second time, I think I really like this guy. You interview a third time, and you go, maybe not. Something comes up in the third interview. There's a reason. And so even though they've been having basketball meetings, according to Woj, that Monty Williams was having basketball meetings and was blindsided by the news he got fired because he'd been meeting with Langdon, he finally, it might have been essentially him interviewing for the job as they discussed what was next with him in charge. And then Langdon said, I don't think this is the guy. Something happened. Something was said
right.
That says, I don't think this is the guy. And that's perfectly fine. But people saying that this was a ownership decision only would be worrisome.
Yes.
And that is why I'm not jumping to that conclusion until Langdon has the introductory press conference and says, yeah, that was my decision.
Right.
It was my decision. 248-539-9797. We got some feedback on this coming up. I got a bigger picture question for Detroiters that we will ask today at 1040. But if you want to get in on what is the biggest picture question for the Detroit Pistons, the crux of the issue, can they win under Gore's ownership? There's two big things. You have to have the ability to hire the right people, which he has not done, and the financial commitment, which he has done in impressive fashion.
Almost to a fault.
It's his fault.
Yes.
But he doesn't let the mistakes, the financial punishment of his mistakes, hold him back. He did the right thing. They moved on. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.